This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
What exactly is the deep state? Why is it so powerful? I've been asked this hundreds of times since I've been doing this for a living. What makes them so powerful, Tara? Do you think they spy on these politicians? What the deep state actually is a repository of power that comes in the form of a dragnet in the background running all the time. At its heart, the deep state is a repository of information illegally collected by our government. We know from FISA hearings last year, among the things collected in the NSA database, every bit of electronic data you've ever entered for every single American, including emails, text messages, social media posts, instant messages, direct messages, phone calls, geolocation, everywhere you've ever gone, and purchases by electronic funds, banking records. Yes, everything you've ever purchased, they know they've got it. Everything about you financially, they know they've got it, as long as it was done digitally. And every keystroke any American person has ever put into any electronic device for any reason, even if you didn't hit send. I call it the dragnet. It's what totalitarians would build if they ever took over the country in an authoritarian way, except it already exists and it runs 24/7. What it is an instantaneous authoritarian system. Just flip on a switch, just add water, and you have an instantaneous authoritarian regime. All you've got to do is add a political mechanism to judge people based on what are in our digital folders, and you'll have an instant authoritarian regime. There are people who already live in this regime. Tucker Carlson is one of those people. Somebody, we still don't know who, inside the Department of Homeland Security, spied on his text messages, pulled them out, all of this is illegal, by the way, and released them to the media. This system is also very real for Republican politicians, because back in 2018, it was revealed that more than 1,000 illegal searches had been done in the NSA database by FBI and Department of Justice contractors. 1,000 illegal searches targeting Republican primary candidates between November 2015 and May 2016. This was admitted in the Department of Justice's own required reporting to the FISA court. Fear of this system is also real for anybody who poses a serious threat to the Democrats in, say, a very coveted Senate seat or who runs for the presidency. Back in 2015, a leak by somebody with access to this database torpedoed Kevin McCarthy's first bid to be speaker. It turns out he'd had an affair with a female congresswoman. Everyone found out about this affair when Kevin McCarthy's Wikipedia entry was changed by somebody operating from inside the Department of Homeland Security. That's right, the internet address from which the Wikipedia entry for Kevin McCarthy was changed traced back to the Department of Homeland Security, which did an investigation but never did anything about it. What was learned then on the Hill was simple. Kevin McCarthy had to resign from his bid, step aside, and let Paul Ryan run, who ultimately won. But the lesson was this. We have it all. We know it all. It's in your folder. Don't step out of line. Oh, and if you want to stay extra safe, definitely don't challenge one of our preferred candidates, one of our swampy candidates, in a competitive race. Oh, and it would help if you voted for the evil legislation that we want. That'll definitely keep you on our good side. They don't have to say it. Everyone knows what happened to Tucker Carlson. Few Americans realize just how bad this situation actually is. Back in April of 2023, a year ago now, Michael Horowitz, he's the head of the Office of the Inspector General, testified that there were more than 3.4 million searches in the NSA database between December 1st, 2020 and November 30th, 2021. A million of those were illegal. Basically, FISA was only ever supposed to be used to spy on terrorists who are physically in other countries. The reason we have the law is the cables the information travels on pass mostly through the United States of America. So we could pick up what somebody's doing in Pakistan. But instead of just scooping that up, we scoop everything up. We were supposed to basically blank out any American caught in a conversation with somebody who's a foreign terrorist, go get a warrant. But nobody bothers to. And in fact, they've gotten so casual about it. Well, I'll let Matt Gaetz explain. Here he is confronting the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, about how FBI agents now use the database just to do research on their love interests and Republicans they hope to defeat who are running for office. Because why not? Here's Congressman Gaetz confronting FBI Director Wray about that. This was in a hearing last year.
Just so the American people realize, the court has smacked you down, ruling FBI personnel apparently conducted queries for improper personal reasons. People were looking themselves up. They were looking their ex-lovers up. Who has been held accountable or fired as a consequence of the FBI using the FISA process as their, like, creepy personal snoop machine?
There have been instances in which individuals have had disciplinary action and they were no longer with it. I can't get into it here, but we can follow back up.
But
with
don't you see? Yeah. Don't you see that that's kind of the thing, Director Wray, that you preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history? People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are.
Okay, here's the crazy part. From that same hearing, they brought in other DOJ and FBI officials to try to get to the bottom of, like, exactly how many people have access to the NSA database. Turns out it's north of 10,000. So you're talking FBI agents, yes, but also contractors. It was never supposed to be this way.
I'm wondering, how many people can perform these backdoor queries?
I'm afraid I don't have those figures at my fingertips in terms of the number of people that can conduct those types of searches, but I share the concern of the ranks.
4 million backdoor searches, more than a million of them in error. If I represent to you that we believe there may be north of 10,000 people in the federal government that can perform those queries, would anyone here have a basis to disagree with that assessment?
No.
That right there is the beating heart of the deep state. That right there is the power. If you've done something wrong, unseemly, untoward, sent too flirty a letter to an intern you had a crush on, cheated on your wife, but only one time, it was years ago, but it'd wreck your marriage. They got you. They have it. And you don't even know who they is or how vindictive they might be. If you, I don't know, made some cuts to their department, whoever they are. If you work on Capitol Hill, serve as a member of Congress on Capitol Hill, you're watching her back all the time. You don't know where or from where or what department even the attack might come. And again, by the way, all of this is illegal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even just re-upping the FISA law doesn't give them the ability to do this. It's all illegal. It's a game that they play, but everybody pretends that it does. And if you want to know how many members of Congress there are who don't fear this, just 19, all of them Republicans, just 19 voted to block this bill. That's it. Listen to Speaker Mike Johnson admit there's a profound amount of criminality here. But after he talked to some people from the intelligence community, they were able to make him see that, you know, we really need to catch terrorists with this system, which, by the way, we could totally do without this level of lawlessness and criminality. That's why the FISA court exists in the first place. So you can get a secret warrant to spy on terrorists so they won't know you're coming, and blow something up in advance or, you know, God knows whatever. That's the point of the FISA court. But the point of the court is also to issue secret warrants that eventually become public in many cases. In other words, we can do this without a vast amount of criminality. Now listen, this is incredible. Listen to Speaker Mike Johnson admit to the vast amount of criminality and go, well, after I talked to my deep state overlords, though, I saw it their way and I think I'm going to let them have the power. The beginning of this clip's a little fuzzy, but it starts off with Mike Johnson saying, when I was a member of the Judiciary Committee, I saw the abuses by the FBI. They were terrible.
Saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got a confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective.
Oh, I bet they gave him a different perspective. I bet they did. That's awfully intimidating when they talk to you. You know they're breaking the law. You also know you can rein them in and still keep the powers that we need to spy on terrorists in other countries without spying on all of America. You know that, but you're not going to challenge them. Why? Because this right here is the power repository. They will do anything to keep it. So what he's saying here is, oh, well, you know, we've sure got to stop them terrorists. He knows we can stop the terrorists without doing this. What you're hearing there is fear. Because our representatives, including Johnson, already live in this totalitarian system that's not real to us yet. Only because it's never been applied to us or anyone that we know, but it's real to them. And all it would take for what I call the dragnet to become real is a flipping of the switch. Maybe a win by the Democrats by large margins in the House, the Senate. All they got to do is tell us it's there. We're going to a Chinese social credit system. Don't like it? Pound sand. We have everything on you ever. Oh, and here's the class we've assigned you to. We're watching everything you do, just like in China. And your class rating can go up or go down. And your ability to access privileges. Think driving your car on a highway. Driving your car at all will be based on your class. The possibilities are endless, and it's already in place. But we have a chance this week to kill it, to take the source of power of the deep state. As I explain to people all the time, nobody has to threaten anybody. On Capitol Hill, they know this exists. But everybody is terrified to defang these people. But for now, in an incredible act of bravery, 19 Republicans have said, no, we're blocking it. Want to pause there for just a second and thank my friends at PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast and also for the 29 pounds that I've lost, and most especially for the 14 months I've kept the 29 pounds off. This summer, my daughter and I are going on the dream trip of a lifetime. We're going to do 10 days of hiking in Utah. I can't wait. This literally would not have been possible back when I was carrying the extra 30 pounds because I had real pain in my joints. I thought it was hereditary because so many people in my family do, but it was mainly just the product of the extra weight I was carrying. I couldn't hike more than 2 days back to back without having to take a week off. Hiking for 10 days, not possible. Keeping up with a 15-year-old, no way. But it's booked. We're going because I know I can do it. I have a different body than that back then, and my body has healed thanks to PhD Weight Loss. Find out what they could do for you. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. You could do it from any state in the nation, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. And one of the funniest damn things I've seen in a while, MSNBC, right? Liberal Morning Joe show, who've been arguing for months that if you just don't get how great Joe Biden's economy is, it's probably because you just don't understand. You're just not smart enough to understand how lucky you are to be as broke as you feel. But really, you're doing awesome. Well, they put together a focus group of independent voters from key swing states, mainly Michigan and Pennsylvania, on MSNBC. And they had a pollster ask them questions. And the answer they got on Trump's economy versus Biden economy was unanimous. Take a listen to how that went.
The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Please raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody.
Later in the conversation, they laid out that Joe Biden has been arguing his economic policies are really good for America. Several members of the panel busted out laughing. So kind of reassuring to know some people feel exactly like you do, because it means no matter how much the mainstream media tries to cover for Joe, you, me, we're not alone in our suffering.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.